I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. When you tune in early to the IU Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance's production of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night through Saturday the 6th, you'll get a discussion of the steps leading up to the production, scenic designer Spencer Donovan's explanation of the gracefully sketched-in backdrops prepared me to see the play and the players, lighting designers from the faculty Alan Hahn and student Lily Howder prepared me as well. Kudos to Valeria Nedviga for her sound design with the settings of Festi's songs and the general background music. I especially enjoyed the birds outside Olivia's house. Designer Richard Saylor's comments about her thesis, setting the show in the 70s and going for an androgynous look, helped me see. Those, along with Maddie Bell's insights into the cutting and draping of the costumes, were enriching. Finally, it was time for faculty director and adapter Henry Warrenitz to comment on the background of Twelfth Night. He told us that it really doesn't have anything to do with Christmas, and that the subtitle What You Will didn't appear on the cover of either of his copies. He suggested, with a bow to the 70s, whatever. Then it was the introduction, the tribute to the Indian tribes displaced by the university, the thanks for the support of the theater circle, the donors, and so on. Gavin Douglas, as Prince Orsino, gets those first lines, "If music be the food of love, play on." Clearly, he's not about to let the guitarist continue, and he's not having great success in his courting of Princess Olivia. Then it's Anna Doyle as the washed-up Viola on the beach with Sofia Salaveski as the captain of the foundered ship. He reassures Viola that her brother Sebastian had lashed himself to a mast and might have been saved as well. She decides to clothe herself in men's attire as Cesario and to join the household of Prince Orsino. Orsino quickly chooses her as his go-between with Olivia, Isabel Gardo, who falls in love with this uncomfortable message-bearer. Meanwhile, it's Daniel Meeks as the roistering Sir Toby Belch, encouraging the foolish Bobby Coyne as Sir Andrew Aguecheek to woo Olivia with bawdy suggestions. The maid Maria, Emily Davis, tries to put a cap on their foolishness, and she'll be drawn into it later. The first act draws to a close for 10 minutes, and I get another cup of coffee, as I know that Malvolio, Christopher Plonka's relatively cruel comeuppance, is coming soon. Maria suggests to Toby, Sir Andrew, and Sophie Silvesky, now Fabian, a ruse to have Malvolio come to Princess Olivia with smiles, yellow stockings, which she hates, and cross gardeners, which she abhors. The results leave Malvolio confused. Confined to a dark room with the clever comedian and singer Festi, Antoinette Pomp van Meerdervoort, appearing with the voice of Sir Tophet to chide him, it's enough to make a man mad, and it mostly does. Meanwhile, Toby and Maria are setting Sir Andrew and Cesario for a duel upon some sort of pretext. When it finally does, after much bickering and bantering happen, it's put to a stop by the watch. This is a comedy, and with a lot of flowery language, it is Shakespeare, Sebastian, Viola's brother, through the wonder of Zoom, appears. Princess Olivia is appeased with this new masculine twin. Prince Orsino realizes that he's been falling for Viola. And in a scene with all the cast, including a smiling Malvolio, and a rueful Sir Andrew, there's a happy ending. I did wish for So Toby to marry the clever Maria, but that got cut. The production was a real attempt to keep actors apart while putting them together on screen. It was the most complex use of a medium that I've seen so far. Mostly it worked, though there were moments that left me a bit confused. Of the cast, I especially enjoyed Daniel Meeks as a full-voiced Sir Toby. Antoinette Pomp van Meerdervoort was always a pleasure as the clever, songful Festi the Clown. The IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance's production of Twelfth Night, directed by Henry Warrenitz, plays through Saturday. Zoom tickets are available through the department. Do dial in early for the tech stuff. Working from home, I'm George Walker.